Eagle Trap by Jeffrey Archer. Read by Christian Rotzke. Avoid shame, but do not seek glory. Nothing so expensive as glory. Sydney Smith, 1771 to 1845. Prologue. The Trans-Caucasus Military District, early January 1992. The orders from Moscow were to make it look like a food convoy. Safer that way, the generals thought. If the nationalists knew what the trucks were really carrying. Major Alexander Kalinov watched the uniformed drivers stamp their feet to banish the cold of the early morning. It was not yet dawn, and the sky showed no sign of lightning over the hills of Armenia. Floodlights bathed the concrete square a dull pink. On the far side, the steel doors to the underground bunkers gaped open like hungry mouths. The men wore long grey coats and fur hats with a gold star on a red background, their breath misty in the cold air. It was a race against time. To tidy away the nuclear warheads before the disintegration of the Soviet Union became total. Kabanov listened to the Russian service of the BBC. He'd heard the assurances the Kremlin had given the West. They'd spelled it out. Don't worry. Nuclear weapons are under strict central control and will stay that way. Kabanov knew these words to be lies. Control would be impossible to maintain in a few more weeks. Every day, thousands more Red Army soldiers were swearing allegiance to some republic or other. There'd be no Red Army soon. That's why they were spiriting the warheads out of the republics and back to Russia as fast as the big Antonovs could fly them.